USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just announced that he is suspending his campaign to become the Democratic Party's nominee for the White House. The White House is turning down an invitation to participate in this week's House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing. The first hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. The White House counsel, though, says the administration won't take part. They're slamming Democrats for not outlining what witnesses would be testifying, accusing Democrats of scheduling the hearing to coincide with President Trump's trip to London to meet with NATO leaders. That's a trip that's beginning later today. Retailers are expecting a big jump over last year. On this Cyber Monday, analysts are expecting at least a 20% increase in online sales today, up to $9.4 billion. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Lemu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Lemu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Lemu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
3 days after a terrorist attack in London where a man stabbed two people to death and injured three others before he was fatally shot, London Bridge has reopened to vehicles and pedestrians. Meanwhile, religious leaders and politicians held a vigil last night for the victims.
Our city, vibrant and alive, yet threatened with death. Let us keep silent and remember.
That's Bishop of London, Sarah Mullally. Dangerous storms pounding much of the country over the holiday weekend are blamed for at least seven fatalities. The deaths stretched from Missouri to South Dakota, most of them from traffic accidents. A five-year-old girl and a five-year-old boy drowned in Arizona when their family's truck was swept away as it tried to cross a rain-swollen creek. And two Louisiana boys died in a similar accident. The U.S. Supreme Court today to hear arguments in a gun control case. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Mexico says it's arrested a number of people suspected in last month's massacre of nine women and children, all with dual U.S.-Mexican citizenship. The arrests coming yesterday, but no other information was immediately available. A drug cartel is suspected of murdering the members of an offshoot Mormon sect. The latest from the CDC on flu season. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The weekly report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds high levels of flu-like illness in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, and Nevada, with the most cases reported in Mississippi. Experts say it's not too late to get vaccinated and plan for a season when family gatherings and travel can contribute to the spread of flu. Even though the season is just beginning, the CDC has already reported four deaths among children. I'm Wendy King.
And a construction worker who tried to warn about safety concerns before the deadly October collapse of an under-construction New Orleans hotel has been deported. Delmer Joel Ramirez Palma, an illegal immigrant from Honduras who has lived in New Orleans for nearly two decades, was arrested 2 days after the partial collapse of that Hard Rock Hotel. Three people were killed. Dozens more were injured. His lawyers argued that his deportation could affect the investigation into the collapse and create a chilling effect for other potential illegal immigrant whistleblowers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.